Well, hello, folks. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru. I'm glad to be with you at this point in your life. Just when you needed me the most to talk about what other than tires. You want to turn off now? It's not that boring, really. I'm going to try to keep this interesting. Oh, I just got a message from somebody. It was from an internet lead that I had placed on a Corvette. I was kind of testing out some dealers just to see what their response time was like. And I just got this one dealership in Kentucky has been wearing me out with emails and follow-ups and stuff. But, I think that's good. They're just trying to make a living. And it is a very competitive business. And if you don't follow up with customers, then you certainly have no chance of selling them a car. So good for them. So let's talk tires. You want to? I am a little bit of a tire snob. And the reason I say that is because there are a couple things, like on my F-150, that have to be just right. And one of them is the stance on it. So that's why you'll never see me with really small wheels and big fat tires. I like somewhat of a narrow sidewall on a bigger wheel. I don't put 22-inch wheels on my vehicles, but I do like 20s. So I got this brand-new 2023 F-150 that came in. I'm really liking it. But I did not like the tire choice that Ford made for me. See, when you order a vehicle from a manufacturer, you can't pick your tires. You can pick the size. You can pick whether you want, an on-off road or a full off-road design of tire. You can't pick the brand, though. This is where the snobbery comes in. I'm kind of a Michelin guy. But I do like BF Goodrich and some Bridgestones. But one of the things that turned me off about these Hankooks that they put on, who's going to call a company Hankook? Number one. But they do sell a lot of tires. The manufacturers really love them. So, who am I to say that it's not a great name? I thought Hyundai was a terrible name, but look how they're doing wonderfully. I know Yugo was a terrible name. Remember the Yugos from the 70s? Was that? No, 80s, I guess, when the Yugos came out. Yugoslavian vehicles, not built very well. A guy named Malcolm Brickland imported those vehicles, and it was a failure. Quality was not good, and reliability was horrendous. And so they didn't last. Kind of like Daewoo. I remember there's the dealer up the road in Johnson City, Tennessee, that had the Daewoo franchise. And I guess they sold a bunch of them. But again, there you go with a weird name. I think names matter. But I definitely think the design of a tire is important. So what I didn't like about the Hankooks, other than it said Hankook on the side of them, I did not like the tread pattern. I kind of like a more aggressive tread pattern. Now, if you're just driving strictly on the highway and you never go off-road, like in a field, like I do, then, you probably don't need an on-off-road tire. You can settle for a kind of a highway tread. Now, the downside of my obvious preference for a more aggressive tread is road noise. I'm going to get more road noise from the tires with an aggressive tread. Now, I don't go crazy. I don't have mud and snow tires. My tires are an on-off-road, kind of an all-season design. But, you can have different kinds of all-season designs, and the tread patterns just look different. So, it's a personal preference. Some of you may not care about that. I just want the right tire for the application. If I'm driving a Porsche 911, then, I certainly don't want an on-off-road tread pattern. I want a performance tire. Something that's going to really grip the road. But I still care about how the tread looks. It's just something that gets my attention. Another thing that you have to be concerned about with tread patterns is how it affects fuel economy. You will definitely get better gas mileage with a tire that is designed for highway use only. A highway tread. Not an on-off-road. It does make a difference that the tires will actually cause the vehicle to get worse gas mileage if there's a deeper tread pattern and it is more on-off-road. So just make sure that you're application fits the tires. You know, if you drive mostly around town and on the highways, then you don't need an on-off-road tread unless you just like, you know, the look of the tire, which a lot of people go by. Okay, let's talk a little bit about tire size. Do you understand how tire size works? You ever look at the side of a tire that where it says like 215-55R17? Look at the side of your tires and see what it says. The 215, the first number, is the tire's width in millimeters. Okay, why they couldn't use inches, I don't know, can't explain it, but it's millimeters. 55 is it's what they call the aspect ratio. So basically, in simple terms, the tire's sidewall is 55% as tall as the tread is wide. So if you want to know how tall the tire is, the sidewall of the tire, just take 55% of 215. And in millimeters, that will tell you what the height of the sidewall is. Okay, R means that it's a radial. That's all that means. So we got 215/55R-17. What does that mean? Well, that's the diameter of the wheel itself. Now, what is a wheel? That's the metal part, okay? The tire is the rubber part. My daughters used to get that confused. They called the wheels, maybe this is a younger person thing, they call the wheels rims. Do you call them rims? I just never have. I've always called them wheels. But anyway, my wheels are 20s. So I have 20-inch wheels. So the last number in mine, I think my tires are 275/65R20. So that's a pretty big tire and wheel combination. A lot of rolling mass there. You know, the bigger wheels and tires you have, the more weight you have, and that can affect fuel economy as well. So it's very important to buy the tires that fit your vehicle precisely. If you have aftermarket wheels on your tires, on your vehicle, those are wheels that were put on by the individual that had the car before you or the dealer, and they just thought they look better. They may not be the correct size that came on the car. The only way to find out is to open up the driver's door and look at that little sticker in there that's either on the door jamb or on the outside edge of the door, or the inside edge of the door itself. And that'll tell you the tire size. Also says it in your owner's manual, and I think sometimes it says it on the glove box door, if you look there. But it will tell you what the correct tire size is. And really, that's what you should do, unless you really want to, you know, go outside the box and put on some really big, really tall wheels like 22s or 25s. I've seen some monsters. I think they make some 30s, as a matter of fact, and it looks like a tractor going down the road. Don't recommend that, but a lot of people don't care what I recommend. Okay, I'm going to take my first break. I'll be back here in just a second. All right, I'm back. Let's talk about some of these specific brands and what I think about them. Big Michelin fan, as I said early on. Did you know Michelin is a French company? A lot of people don't know that. They think that they're made here in America because they do have a pretty big presence in South Carolina, I believe. But they probably make the best quality tires. I've had really good luck with them. So many of my customers that come in and want new tires, they said, "Do you sell Michelins?" Of course, we sell every brand of tire. Probably 25 years ago, we didn't sell tires. We left that to the tire stores. And then all of a sudden, the manufacturers like Ford and Chevrolet and everybody said, "Wait a minute, we should be selling tires, and we could probably get the dealers a better deal by buying in bulk and buying, well, in volume, I should say." So that's what they did. So General Motors has a contract with all the different tire makers. Of course, they have contracts for the cars that they manufacture, you know, what the cars come with from the factory, but they also have special deals for dealers. And that's why oftentimes you will find that a new car dealer, like a Chevy dealer or a Ford dealer like me or a Nissan, will have lower prices on tires than just about anybody. The only people that can beat them usually is probably Costco or Sam's, because they sell only lower quality tires. Don't let them fool you into thinking that the tires that they sell at really low prices are the same quality as the tires that many dealers or even, you know, traditional tire stores sell. They are not. They're not as good a quality. Michelin has a very wide range of different sizes. I mean, they cover everything. including high-performance cars. The only con for them is that they're expensive, okay? Continental is another very famous brand, also a foreign brand, Germany. Thank you, Germany. They are very highly rated tires. At one time, the only tires that you would see on a Mercedes-Benz were Continentals. And I didn't really even hear of them until one day we got I was a Chevrolet dealer, and we got a Chevrolet in it, and it had Continentals on it. And I said, what in the world? I thought Chevrolet only used Goodyear and Goodrich and Firestone and stuff like that. But no, they decided to start putting Continentals on. We were having a lot of issues. I don't know. Do you remember the Firestone debacle with the Ford Explorers and how the tires were basically flying apart especially in Florida or in Texas where the temperatures were much higher, and it was causing problems with Ford. And Ford and Firestone went back and forth at each other, and they were having filing lawsuits and stuff. And that's so ironic, considering that Henry Ford and Harvey Firestone were best friends. And they used to hang out together and go on all of these vagabond trips together. You know, they always had Thomas Edison along for the ride. As a matter of fact, Thomas Edison, Harvey Firestone, and Henry Ford came through my little town of Greenville, Tennessee, back in 1918, visiting car dealers and just traveling around and camping out and stuff. They were quite the characters. There's a great book that you can buy you can buy it anywhere. It's called The Vagabonds. Check it out if you want to read about some of their adventures. Can you imagine standing on the corner of Main Street in Greenville, Tennessee, and you look up and here comes this caravan? Wait a minute. That's Thomas Edison. He's a pretty famous dude. Who else would be as famous as Thomas Edison today? Maybe, I don't know, Elon Musk? Is he as famous as Thomas Edison? Henry Ford? I don't know of anybody. Well, the Ford family still owns the Ford Motor Company for the most part. Do you know how that works? Just another side note. The Ford, Henry Ford founded the company. He didn't have money, to be able to capitalize the Ford Motor Company, so he had partners. Well, at one point, he decided, I don't want partners anymore because they don't want to do things the way I want to do it, so he bought all the shares back. Well, then as the company continued to grow, they needed more capital, they just basically had to sell more stock to get the capital. So what Henry did was retained all of the voting rights stock. So you can buy stock in the Ford Motor Company today, but you can't vote. Their stock has a whole lot more power than yours does. The Ford family, I think, controls maybe 15% of the overall stock, but they call the shots. And so that was all designed by Henry Ford. Okay, let's get back to tires here. Another popular brand around here, anyway, are Cooper tires, or Cooper, if you're Peyton Manning. That's his brother's name, Cooper. He calls him Cooper. But they are an American-made tire. And Cooper had its, or, I'm going to go with Cooper, had its start in Ohio. Since then, it has grown to be one of the best value tire manufacturers in the USA. And really, they're good quality. I've put Cooper tires on vehicles before, and they also have a pretty good tread wear warranty, and they're not very expensive. They are a first-rate brand. They have great seasonal tire offerings. If you're looking for sales, they do a lot of that. General tires. I remember a time when I wouldn't have a set of General tires because we had more customers dissatisfied with their General tires than just about anything else. But recently, things have been much better. They have very good reviews from consumers. They have a very good off-road lineup. Their winter tires are excellent. But you just don't see as many passenger car options, which are not winter tires, according to the write-up on them. Bridgestone tires. They offer a really cool feature on a lot of their tires, and that's run flat. You know what that means? That means if all the air comes out of the tire, you can still ride on them. Now, isn't that neat? They have extremely stiff sidewalls. Now, you have to limit your speed. Typically, you can't go over 45 or 50 miles an hour in those cars. But you'll actually show, if you have tire pressure monitors on your vehicle, then you will show zero pressure in the tires. But you can still drive on it. Now, they don't recommend you do it very long, so... But it is nice. You don't have to worry about, you know, having to change a tire unless you have some type of a major blowout. But, you know, they offer really good tires. Bridgestone and Firestone are married together. So let's look at another brand here. Hankook. You know, I've got a problem with, I'm just kidding about the name. I don't have a problem with it. It's a Korean company, South Korea. And the good thing about Hankooks, if you buy them from a tire dealer, they have a very good long-term warranty. They are considered budget tires, though. And I didn't want budget tires on my new F-150, so I switched them to Michelin's, or as some people around here say, I want some of those Michigan tires. But we understand what they're trying to say. Here's another brand you may not have heard of, Kumho. We see some of those on some new Fords and a few Nissans. K-U-M-H-O. It's another South Korean brand. They've really gotten into tires. But, you know, they offer a very wide range of passenger car tires, very good off-road performance and mud and snow tires. They have low prices and good quality. Kind of like those Hyundais and Kias, you know, low prices, pretty good quality, except for some of their engine problems that have been a problem for a lot of owners. You know, if you have an issue with an engine on a Hyundai and you're out of warranty, go to the dealership and ask them if they'll do something, because they've had a lot of issues, and you might get your engine replaced for free. I had a customer, we had a problem with a certain model year of Ford Escapes, and the head gaskets were failing on those engines, and a lot of folks, even if they had over 100,000 miles on them, could get help. Sometimes the entire repair bill taken care of. You know, any time that I have if I'm a car owner and I have a car that has a major failure, I'm going to go to the dealership where I bought it and see if there is some type of help that they're going to provide to the owners of those cars, because they might have, yours might not be the only one, and they may have some type of a special warranty deal that they're offering to owners. But you know what the problem is? It doesn't rise to the level of a factory recall. So you're not going to get a letter in the mail. Is that fair? No. I think they ought to let you know, but they don't want to, and they don't have to. They're not required to. But if you have a failure, I don't care if it's a transmission or a rear differential or if it's an engine or an air conditioning, if it's major and I'm out of warranty, I'm going to go to the dealership and see if they can take care of it under warranty. And I might even go on the computer and do a little research, maybe get into a Ford Escape forum, and you might find some people who have had similar problems and have gone to the dealer, and they got the dealer to pay for the parts, or they got the dealer to pay for the labor, or the entire cost of the repair. Folks, you don't know if you don't ask, and a lot of it has to do with how you ask. Again, it's important to be nice. And, you know, there's just some people out there that think you have to be angry and, you know, skid into the service department and jump out and start screaming and yelling. Those are the people that are not going to get any help, I can assure you. If you're nice and you approach service advisor, and don't just talk to the service advisor, ask for the service manager or the general manager of the dealership. And they're the ones that can find out the answers for you. But again, just be pleasant. It will go a long way. Okay, I'll take my last break and be back here in just a minute. You know, occasionally we have warranty problems with tires. If you get a new Chevy Equinox, for example, and it has, I don't know, Kumho tires on it, and the tires develop a bulge, you know, maybe in the sidewall of the tire, or they're just not smooth, and you've gotten those tires balanced like two or three times, that's enough, and you can ask for replacement tires as long as you're under 12 months or 12,000 miles. Now, some of the manufacturers, even though it's on a new vehicle, will offer longer warranties than that. Now, you can find that out by going to your owner's manual, and typically they will have some different brochures in there for different tires that could possibly be on your vehicle. Like, you might have three different tire company brochures in your glove box. One of those is actually the tires that you have. Pull out that brochure, read it, see what the warranty is on those tires. Because one warranty may be better than the other. But the manufacturer will step up, like Chevrolet or Ford or Nissan. Sometimes they'll step up and take care of tire issues as long as you are, you know, rotating your tires, keeping the inflation up, and also you come into them before you get 12,000 miles on it, because that's the magic number. You get much beyond that, you're not going to get much help unless there is an extended warranty available through the tire manufacturer. Okay, so through this analysis, what is the best tire brand in the world? It's Michelin. I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it. I mean, I'm a fan, but, you know, the other tires are good. I mean, I would put a set of Goodyears on a Ford Bronco or something. Probably not going to put Michelins on that. I'm probably going to go with a Goodyear Wrangler or some type of an off-road tire with Goodrich, because they make really good off-road tires as well. So it really depends on the application. If I'm going to put new tires on my Porsche, then I'm going to probably put Michelin Pilots on it, because that's just the right tire for overall use. Now, what kind of tires do I want if I'm going to the racetrack and I know it's going to be dry? I want slicks. I don't want any tire tread. Those perform the best. Isn't that crazy how a tire with no tire tread will grip the road better than a tire with tire tread when you're going fast around a racetrack? That's just the way it works. Well, folks, thanks for listening to this edition of My Car Guru. If you have a question about tires or you need some advice or you need a price or something like that, you can call me, send me a text, 423-552-2020, or you can email me at mycarguru2020@gmail.com. Well, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.